Phone Boy Speaks, episode 667, because copyright.
Regular listeners to this podcast will know that I'm an NFL football fan, particularly the San Francisco 49ers, but that particular team is not relevant in this particular story, which has to do with the very first Super Bowl, which is actually one of the most popular things on television in any given year. But the very first Super Bowl, which wasn't even called the Super Bowl, was back in 1967. And, you know, back in those days, they didn't really record stuff or keep things for posterity as diligently as they do today. I think, you know, part of it was also that, you know, videotape was kind of expensive back then. And so, yeah, and even though it aired on, you know, two of the three major networks back then, and the NFL didn't even record it either. Nobody had a recording of this ultimately historic game, although a recording of it actually turned up in some guy's attic in 2005, and it's considered the holy grail of sporting events as far as, you know, getting that first Super Bowl. A lot of people saw it, but there was almost no record of it, and a mostly complete tape shows up, and the owner wanted to wants people to see it. It's a historic event, and he turned it over to some place to basically care for it and restore it, because, you know, and obviously after, you know, 40 something years, the the videotape probably isn't in the best of shape, and so they were able to restore it and use other footage to kind of help supplement it. But the NFL has basically said, no, nobody can see it because, well, we're claiming copyright over it. But, you know, which is kind of funny because the NFL didn't even bother to make a copy of it. And, neither did the networks that were airing it either. There's some pictures from it in the Wall Street Journal article that I've linked in the show notes, but it's amazing that we go through this, that one of the most historic sporting events, the very first Super Bowl, is there's just very little actual footage that isn't being locked away. And, you know, the NFL originally offered the owner like $30,000 for the tape. And, you know, the guy told him to pound sand because the NFL would control it and, you know, probably make a ton of money off of it. And he said, no, this is something, you know, something that everybody should be able to see, and it shouldn't be this thing. I think it'd be kind of cool to see it, because I'm sure, and, you know, some of the accounts of the tape are like, well, I mean, it's like a little time capsule, because it recorded, well, a lot of the broadcast, not all of it. It's missing the halftime show and part of the third quarter or whatever, but it's still amazing that such a thing even exists, because it was not something that normal people could even record. You had to work at a TV station. In fact, the guy's father worked at a TV station and used one of their machines to record it. And it's a pretty amazing thing. But yet, because copyright, we're never ever going to be able to see it, most likely, unless the NFL changes their mind.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.